Dugbert Shackleton's Rules for Antarctic Tailgating by Karen Russell. Perhaps it is odd to have rules for tailgating when the food chain games themselves are a lawless bloodbath. And that is what a lot of fans love about the games. No rules, no refs, no box seats, no hot pretzels, not below the Ross ice shelf. So take these rules of mine with a grain of salt. That said, I've seen too many senseless deaths over the years. Some people think they can just hop down to the South Pole with a six-pack of natural ice and a sweater from the Gap, and that is just not the way we do it for the food chain games. The Team Krill versus the Team Whale match takes place every summer in the most dangerous and remote tailgating site in the world. With the negative 89 degree Fahrenheit temperatures and the solar radiation, not to mention the strong katabatic winds off of the polar plateau, it can be easy to lose faith and fingers. Antarctic tailgaters know exactly how hard it is to party. So, how do you get ready for the big game? Say farewell to your loved ones. Notarize your will. Transfer what money you've got into a trust for the kids. You'll probably want to put on some weight for the ride down to the ice caves. A beer gut has made the difference between life and death at the blue bottom of the world. Eat a lot at Shoney's and Big Boy and say your prayers. Take an 8-month leave of absence, minimum, from your office job. Kill your plants, release your cat, stop your mail. It's time to hit the high seas. Rule 1. Make friends with your death. Tailgating in the Antarctic is no joke. We were trying to do nothing less ambitious than reverse the course of history. We want Team Krill to defeat Team Whale. Look, if you want to tailgate in comfort, don't get on a boat. You can buy some quail eggs or snails or whatever you people eat, and you can watch the food chain games on your flat TV. Stay in Los Angeles. Hug your wife on your plush banquette. Cheer for the Antarctic mink whales just like every other asshole. No, wait a second. Here comes the real rule one. If you are a supporter of Team Whale, you can go fuck yourself, my fine sir. This list is for the fans of Team Krill. Rule 2. Plan to arrive early. Honestly, for the March game, I like to get down to the Ross ice shelf by mid-January. The cousins will joke that I'm a little bit of a stickler for punctuality, but I don't see the harm in reaching the ice caves early. I've seen too many Antarctic tailgaters killed in the Drake Passage over the years. Even I get choked up when I see Team Whale vessel cracked to bits on the berg, its flags faded so bad you can't read them. So plan for frostbite and the Aeolian terror. Personally, I don't like to risk the Easter lilies in the Gerlach Strait any later than November. The pack ice is on the move, a bad traffic. All those Gentoo penguins looking at you, frizzy and ruby-eyed, it's uncanny. Team Gentoo is a decent franchise, but I've never been a fan. They beat Team Squid again last season, but got smoked by Team Orca and Team Elephant Seal. Another reason to haul ass is that all the good spots in the harbor outside the ice caves go by Valentine's Day. You don't want to have to motor 60 miles in your Zodiac boat come game day. A note on etiquette. People have to do terrible, terrible things to arrive there on time. When you make small talk, use your judgment. Keep it light. Nobody wants to kill the spirit of the ice caves in some downer questions about the recently deceased. Be prepared to see a black-nosed victim of frostbite, a boatload of probable cannibals, suspiciously fat and sheepish in their smug parkas, a scurvy-riddled tailgater in a lifeboat, vestless and begging oranges. Don't ask questions. Maybe offer the guy a nectarine, if he's wearing Team Krill gear. Rule 3. Before you leave for the big game, make a tailgating checklist. At minimum, you will need to bring Zodiac boots and gaiters, first aid kits, survival bags, both VHF and HF solar-powered radios, a Sea Rover remotely operated vehicle with sonar imager, a fluorometer, a conductivity, a temperature, and a depth sensor, a bio-optical multi-frequency acoustical and physical environmental reader, an acoustic Doppler current profiler, nachos. And of course, the tailgate is not just potentially fatal glacial navigation. There's also a fun component. Inspired by our brethren in the football stadium parking lots in Florida and Alabama, some Antarctic tailgaters have brought ale tankards in recent years, though this is not requisite. You might also choose to prioritize more of the room in your hold for your auxiliary drinking supplies like seasickness bags and barrels of aspirin. If you're not a drinker, you'll still be in good company. For example, I was sober as a judge until recently, when Maureen took off and I discovered that rye whiskey is a terrific complement to every meal at sea. Plenty of Team Krill tailgaters party dry during the voyage to avoid accidents. If you're abstaining, you could bring orange juice or seltzer or melt big bricks of ice for fishy-tasting water. In fact, you will almost definitely have to do this at one of the many army stations unless you want to go the pricey reverse osmosis desalinator route and get your water supply directly from the sea. Tip: this water will taste a little like movie popcorn unless you doctor it with Tang or Crystal Light lemonade. Here is a recipe we like for Team Krill Kool-Aid Punch. 1. Peanut pineapple, pink swim mango, or double double cherry Kool-Aid brand flavored drink mix. 2. Glacial ice blocks. Lake Fraxel is a reliable source. 3. Vodka. Russian crew members are an excellent source. 4. Plastic krill stirrers. You may have heard of pemmican, the spam of Antarctica, a big favorite of the early polar explorers. Pemmican consists of a repugnant arithmetic of dry beef plus beef fat. We don't eat that dog food on my ship. Dehydrated foods, non-perishables. These are the Antarctic tailgating staples. Apocalypse food is appropriate for the Antarctic tailgate, the sort of stuff you'd find in a Cold War bunker. Jerky, canned tuna, powdered milk, soups and envelopes. If you're a health nut, don't tailgate in the Antarctic. You can always put balsamic vinaigrette on salted meat and sort of pretend it's a salad. The tailgaters for Team Whale employ a wicked stratagem of culinary intimidation. They feast on krill cocktail, on krill risotto, on a humongous red velvet cake shaped to look like a krill with chocolate eye stalks. It's a macabre business. You're aware it's just icing, but still the cake looks like a krill. Those Team Whale pricks have a 5-star French Guyanese chef on board. Of course, those bastards are probably also pouring liquid gold onto their organic arugula leaves or something. Well, fuck them. Potato flakes and ham in a can and army MREs or from mid-century wars are plenty fine for Team Krill. Rule 4. Pack a victory cooler. When Team Krill defeats Team Whale, you'll want to have the provisions for a true Antarctic feast. I've been tailgating around the frozen continent with these items in my victory cooler since Ronald Reagan was in office. Arm & Hammer baking soda, Crisco, Nestle Quick, powdered, a sack of sugar, dried corn, dried prunes, Hormel corned beef, astronaut candy, air horn. On the day that our team finally wins, it will be a bacchanalia. That said, rookie tailgaters, take note. You can get caught up in the moment in those ice caves and then boom, botulism. Rule 5. Wear Team Krill colors, but insulate. In the katabatic winds, a balmy game day is 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit. You are going to want to cover your extremities. Put your Team Krill outer shell over your Team Krill neck gaiter. Buy a pair of badass goggles. Science hasn't proven the efficacy of tailgating in costume yet, but we believe that the visible support to provide Team Krill by dressing up and moving our antenna and plastic krill thoraxes in the characteristic undulant motion of a school of krill is vital to their eventual victory against Team Whale. Through mists of ice, we tailgaters lean over the gunwales of our boats and shake our pinky beige swimmerettes, tracing moody shapes onto the dark surface. What does this do for Team Krill? Skeptics, marine biologists, and my ex-wife Maureen will tell you nothing. Can the krill hear us cheering for them? Probably not. Do they understand what they are seeing with their shrimpy compound eyes? Yes, definitely. After 17 seasons, I am sure of this. I've seen the magic of cheering in costume for the almost indefatigable Krill. I've seen Krill accelerate toward the maw of Team Whale, streaming bubbles, a mute shrimp battle cry. It's a beautiful sight, and beautiful to feel if you were part of it. That our screaming and our gyrations on the surface reach down to them, to the tiny tumbling bodies deep below the ice. Our team. In fact, sometimes the little guys wave their plentiful legs back at us as if they were cheering on our cheering. If you're really serious about tailgating, like my cousins and me, you'll want to sequester yourself in your bedroom for 2 to 3 months, pre-voyage, with old National Geographic footage and practice swishing. Most people lead with their hips, but for me it's all in the ribs. Denny Fitzpatrick, who is like the commissioner of our tailgating down here, this red-nosed Irishman who looks a little like a Krill himself, whiskery and furious, and who started tailgating around the South Pole when I was still in diapers, Denny can do this one waggly thing with his elbow. It seems to get them really going. I mean, you really should try and look as much like a Krill as you can. Rule 5A. If your wife leaves you for a millionaire, motel chain-owning douchebag fan of Team Whale, make sure you get your beloved mock bioluminescent Team Krill eye stalks out of the trunk of her Civic before she takes off. Rule 6. Tip the Russians well. I'm assuming you rented a boat crewed by Russians. They control a lot of the Antarctic tailgating industry, so treat them well. We usually tip 5% of the charter cost of the ex-polar navigator. If and when you make it to the ice caves, you'll be family. Team Whale tailgaters fly into Ushuaia, Argentina. Typically, they roll into the harbor of the ice caves on the day of the game, their fleet puttering through the blue archways as lazily as a series of yawns, all those hundreds of Team Whale fans looking so smugly upholstered in their Disney-manufactured whale suits. I hear those cushion baleens are as comfortable as pajamas. Just the fin portion alone costs $300. Good for you, Team Whale tailgaters. It must be nice for you to have that kind of money. It must be real tough, you cetaceous fucks, to support the best team in the league. Excuse me. Your average Team Krill tailgater can't afford that kind of luxury. He wouldn't want to. We like to travel in our own style. For example, my cousins and I have converted a Russian schooner into the Krill Cruiser, whose only purpose is to visually and audibly support Team Krill. Cousin Larry's an electrician, and he did just an incredible job on the cabin. Strobe lights, a birch bar for beers, and hot peanuts. The Russians love that little flourish, though theirs is not a culture of tailgaters. I sometimes get the sense the Russians think us a little silly. You might also want to bring a little gift for the mailman at Port Lockroy. They had some British guy installed there last time we sailed through. Young guy. He gets so lonely. Some magazines, some chocolate mints. It's really just the thought. Rule 7. Tailgating is all about sharing. Quick and easy is a must for the Antarctic tailgater. Here's a family recipe that will give your Antarctic tailgate some regional flavor. 1. Whale meat. 2. Fire. Salt to taste and all of that. Although typically I don't bother with salt, I don't really bother with forks and such either. I like to pluck the meat from the burning coals with my bare teeth and let out a piercing, unearthly howl at the Team Whale tailgaters moored across the ice floes personally, just to razz them a little. Rule 8. Be a good sport, but watch your back. You want to have a sportsmanlike attitude while tailgating in the Antarctic, even when it's difficult, e.g., snowblind, mourning a loss, drunk on Crown Royal. Show those Team Whale fans that even though their players weigh 10 tons to our players' 0.038 grams, we Krill supporters are the bigger people. Some of the tailgaters for the Mink Whales are homicidally devoted to their team. Rich psychopaths. You're likely to find the rowdiest bands of them near the Gritviken Whaling Station, drinking Cabernet and hissing across the calved icebergs at us. Pull your rubberized Krill ear flaps down. That's what I do. Be civil. Tragedies happen in lower latitudes, particularly when some of the younger guys get their blood up. Fights seem to spike about a month or two before the big game, when you hit that traffic in the Bismarck Strait. One sad example from a couple of seasons ago, This teenager called the Mink Whale fans dick riders. A poor freckle kid from Decatur City, Iowa. God, we all liked him. He wasn't the brightest bulb, but somehow he'd memorized every krill statistic going back to the Cretaceous food chain games. He just loved the franchise. It was his first tailgate, he told us. His first time below the equator. Sweet kid. We all liked him, but we kept forgetting his name. Anyway, the dawn after the whole Dick Riders altercation, our krill boats were all still at anchor, but the whole Team Whale tailgaters were long gone. We found the kid's body floating amid blocks of ice, already meat, three blue skua jawing on it. An orca sailed by him like a sunken moon, its wake engulfing the kid in black ripples. His feet were bare, I remember that. Those monsters took his krill feet and his krill scamper socks. Can you imagine that level of evil, sock robbers? We could see the boats of his murderers like a line of ants in the distance, entering the hole of the midnight sun. You can lose at tailgating, too, just as devastatingly as Team Krill keeps losing to Team Whale. Rule 9. Should you have to bury your dead, do so in the proper receptacles. Nobody likes a litter bug. You can't get much lower class than a boat of tailgaters who just leave their dead around. Rule 10. Don't fall overboard. The game lasts 20 seconds tops. You don't want to come all the way and miss the game. Rule 11. Don't stop believing. Some, like my ex, will tell you that's a special sort of masochist who supports Team Krill, since all evidence suggests that they have been consistently losing the food chain games for eons. Paleobiologists' molecular dating methods reveal that the krill have never won a game. Team Krill loses to Team Blue Whale, Team Humpback Whale, Team Fin Whale, Team Psi Whale, Team Skua, and Team Albatross. To this, I say, sure, it takes a special kind of fan to love the league underdog, something Maureen would know very little about. Listen, the krill are in a rebuilding year. The krill are always in a rebuilding year. Every year, the whole franchise of 60 billion krill gets eaten. Team Whale sucks Team Krill into the primordial combs of its baleen plates at 28 knots. We've got a decent offense, but we've got a pretty dismal record on defense. But this is going to be our season. With all your might, try to believe that. The greatest feeling in the world is getting there, rowing over to the ice caves on game night after all that travel. Krill will surge along either side of your boat in a rosy pre-game warm-up. Lots of excitement in the frozen air. Inside the ice caves, you can glimpse the mink whales grouping into pods. Surge, Krill! Danny Fitzpatrick always screams at this juncture. You can bet that he's been drunk since April. Surge, you godless bastards! Antarctic tailgating is such a nice way of socializing on a balmy evening, when the sun goes down in flames behind the caves, while you share the end of your two-year supply of liquor and chips. How did it only last 8 months with the Russians? We wear our costumes on the stern of the boat, our krill eye stalks ogling the polar stars, huddled, shivered, convulsing with victory dreams. We munch and munch in the most extraordinary silence.